Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Okay.
That is right. Welcome in to the Sharpen Your Spirit Radio Show, and this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp, where we accept ourselves and help others heal. And we have two beautiful things that we do here on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. And one of them is our Sunday morning messenger show. And that is where we bring on some of the open-hearted, loving, who's who messengers here on earth that have some healing, loving talk not only to share with you, but are often like our wonderful gal that we have on today, Dr. Janice Fletcher, are often authors that have written books that are not only moving, but that are life-changing and are going to bring special moments to your life just by being involved in either reading the book or listening to her message here on the show. The other thing that we do is that we do a once-a-week show called 15 Minutes to Thrive, to keep your spiritual business, or I like to say mission, alive, because you know what it's like when you've decided to move to a more spiritual path, it becomes less of a business and more of a mission. And it is a 15-minute, very quick, down and dirty love for your business. Great ideas, quick, fast, so you can just implement them quickly and move on with your life, because we know how busy everybody is. So welcome to the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show. As you know, here we have one thing that we think is the most important, and that is to know that you are loved. You are loved by us. You are loved by Spirit. You are loved by me. And if you are here, you are not only welcome, but it's a safe, loving environment for you to learn more about spirituality and to, as I like to say, come out of the closet, just be who we are in our beautiful, gorgeous, authentic selves, and let Spirit guide us along the way. Today we have somebody really special, and I've been waiting for this gal for a really long time, and I really get excited when I know that I have a very special guest coming on and that I have to do a little bit of a waiting, because it's not only fun for me, but it's fun for the listeners too as well. So you guys just get ready. We have Dr. Janice Fletcher. Janice transitions us to consciousness learning by awakening potential genius and creating optimal learning for all through her books, Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning Ahas into Owl Moments, and her new book, which is what we're here to talk about today, and that is Teach with Spirit, the Teacher's Inward Journey Guide. She integrates her vast educational experience with her personal passion, bringing a unique process which results in consistent owl moments. Now, I don't know what an owl moment is. You guys know what an owl moment is? I bet you can't wait to find out. I can't either. So I can't wait to bring her on and talk about those owl moments. But let me just tell you a little bit more about her. Her teaching is from a spiritual perspective. She simply but profoundly teaches the six-step process through neuroscience, biology, left brain research, and physiology. Oh, physiology? Is that the right word there? Let me see if I got that right. I think so. To lead us to the magic of receiving wisdom. It is her passion to support and transform conscious availability, intentional expectation, and acceptance of our genius. She delivers an customizes her OWL message through keynote speeches, conference breakouts, training, webinars, her beautiful books, and so much more. And we are blessed to have her on today. And I just want to, you know, first say to her before I invite her on, I apologize if I did any flub your dub with your introduction. I haven't had coffee yet, so obviously I need a little bit of coffee or tea this morning. So, Janice, welcome on to the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show. So blessed to have you with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share the message. I most appreciate it.
Well, thank you, thank you. Do you prefer being called Dr. Janice?
Oh, just Janice is fine.
May I call you Janice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect, sure.
Perfect. Okay, so you have a really neat backstory. You know, when I have read about you and had this anticipation of having you on the show today, very grateful for meeting you and being able to spread the message that you have. But you have not only a neat backstory, you have this other piece that made me giggle, and I just have to have you share it with the listeners, and that is you talk about this coming out of the closet moment, and it happened to happen in front of a lot of people. I think it was on television, if I remember correctly. So tell a little bit about yourself and maybe about that moment. I think that's a beautiful way to meet you.
Thank you. Yes, I am an educator. That's my training, PhD, all the way up through all of the educational ranks. And then also am a spiritual seeker and have been searching spiritually since I was 16. I'm now 62, so that's a long time. And so for many years, and this moment that we're going to talk about was one of those years, I was quite separated. I had my worldly work and my spiritual seeking, and the two did not intertwine. And so I had to basically hide who I was, or I felt as though I was. I was telling the story last night about somebody how I never told the teachers at that school when I went there who I really was spiritually. And when I left 7 years later, you know, I had a party and I said goodbye, and you need to know who I really am. And this is, I have a guru and I am a vegetarian and I'm doing a spiritual thing. And we know all about that. They said, that's why we came and hired you, or came to be hired by you. You know, I never had a secret. But anyway, back to this moment. There I was. I had been granted the award of nationally distinguished principal of the school that I was leading. And they had national cameras come to my school and interview me. And they didn't prep me like you did a little bit. I mean, I was just sort of on the spot there. And they asked me a number of questions. And then they said, what is the success of your school based on? And you can see it in the tape where I was like faced right then and there with which way was I going to answer that. Am I going to go with test scores? Am I going to go with, you know, the success of this, the success of that? And I paused and I took a breath and I put my hand on my heart and I said, it's based on love. And at that point in time, that was my coming out, because, you know, to be a principal right then and there in that year, 96, it was all about test scores and whether or not what the achievements are and the results and so on, and everything left brain, left brain, left brain. And I just said, it's based on love. And so that was my coming out, as well as the faculty party that I had for my teachers when I thought I was coming out, but they knew all about me. So.
You can't hide that. Oh, that's a beautiful. I could just feel that moment. You know, when your hand is on your heart, and you just said it's based on love. And boy, you know, isn't that our dream still today, that there are more educators like that? So thank you for that. And that's a great little story. We talked about the OWL moments, which I believe, if I understand correctly, come from your first book. And then we also have your brand new book we want to talk about. But I just absolutely have to ask you is, you know, tell me what optimal wisdom learning is. And I'm certainly sure that is your OWL message.
It is. Taking in, well, what I do is I describe the steps that are involved in how the aha moment happens. And it is the same for everyone. And then I interpret that on any level that you need interpretation, whatever lens you're looking through. And then once you do that, and that's a great thing to learn, and we can share it with your audience if you wish, then you become open with your right brain to receive wisdom and insight and intuition, and when you or spirit, and when you open your right brain and live from your right brain, not totally, because you couldn't tie your shoes if you did, but when you function primarily from your right brain, then you are optimal. You are learning everything, functioning in life with wisdom coming through. So that's optimal wisdom learning. So for a student in a classroom, it is the best way that we want both the teacher and the student to be. Now, I should just tell you one thing. This, all of my work, although it's been done with education and my message and my books, it applies to everyone. This last book could be called Live with Spirit. And you can put in, I'm a plumber, you know, live with, you know, whatever. Because the message is the same. It's just that I'm an educator, so that's why those stories and everything is related to the educator, but it applies to everyone. It's about connecting to spirit. How do we connect to spirit, and what does that do for us? But I go into the specifics educationally of how it can benefit everyone.
I love that. I love that. And I love the fact that you take this beautiful background you have as an educator and that you bring it into the spiritual world, or vice versa, however you want to look at it, because what a difference that makes. What a great difference that makes to look at it in that way that you just explained. That really touched my heart, because I personally, I'm just going to speak about myself for one second, and that is I'm a very right-brained person. And a lot of times in life, and believe me, my left brain, you know, when you said, you know, if you didn't have your left brain, you couldn't tie your shoe, I'm like, well, gosh, I probably can barely tie my shoe, because my left brain, it's just not the best part of my brain. And I say that wholeheartedly and lovingly to my brain. What, as a child, I always was more creative than all the other things that you had to learn, the math, the science, so on and so forth. And so I love the fact that you're talking about, you know, this right brain creativity is, you know, kind of how I'm picking it up. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, you are, because we, as I said, we do need, you know, Google Jill Bolte Taylor and find out why we need to have both sides of the brain. But we have to have both sides, but we have been predominantly left-brained in the Western culture forever. And mm-hmm. what happened, so the insights, Einstein said that the left brain is a faithful servant, which means that it is like a computer. Whatever we put in, we can analyze, we can get it out. We can come up with a solution, a problem, or whatever. The right brain is a sacred gift. And so those are Einstein's words, not mine, and I believe him. So if it is, in fact, a sacred gift, then what comes through the right brain is truth and wisdom. And there's a big difference about when we solve a problem with our left brain or our right brain. And sometimes we need to solve it with both. Oftentimes we need both of them, but the bottom line of the underlining exclamation point that is the answer will come from the right brain. So that's why we need to integrate both and have the pathway between both as fluid as possible. So, you know, but the first step of the six-step process is to ask the question, what is it? You know, is it 2 + 2? Is it what? Is there a God? You know, it could be that, but you have a desire, right? In a spiritual sense, everybody
right.
starts with, since this is a spiritual show, you start with a desire. In the worldly sense, you have these practical problems, but you still have a question. That question then leads you into trying to figure it out. Well, Cindy, do you figure anything out in your left brain, or do you just go to your right brain? Most people go to their left brain and they go around and around and around and around trying to figure it out.
Right.
No, but when that happens, then eventually, and everybody's had this experience, that's why this applies to everyone, we give up. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You don't come up with the answer. And it's like, I give up. I'm going to table that discussion to the next committee. I'm going to think about that next week. I just don't know. And that, in our spiritual sense, is the surrender, which is the second step. And so when we surrender, I'm going to get the answer from somewhere else. Now, in a spiritual sense, we would say, well, God will tell me when and in divine timing what that answer or guidance will be. In the worldly sense, you know, it'll pop in somewhere some other time and we'll get the answer. Or you're gonna seek it out of somewhere else. You're going to go find somebody else outside of yourself. So there is a surrender. And at that point, the left brain shuts. And that's when the right brain can open. and where you live in the right brain.
Right, where I live, absolutely. So, isn't that wonderful? Because I've never looked at it that way before, and I'm sure our listeners are learning, you know, quite a lot about how the left brain and the right brain, you know, help us and support us, and how we can, in a more intuitive way, allow things just to happen when it's the right time, and that we're not always going to have all the answers. And we certainly, you know, we certainly talk about that a lot on the show, but we don't typically talk about it in right brain and left brain. So this is a very interesting subject. So before we get into really getting deep into these steps, because I really want to make sure that we go through these steps on the show today, and that is, tell us about your both of your two books and the book that has just come out, because we're really excited about that.
Yes, the first book is Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning the Aha into Our Moments, which is basically what we're discussing here with a lot of other things for teachers about how to live a spiritual life as a teacher. It has all sorts of things about influence, humility, and so on. The next one, or Teach with Spirit, the Inward Teacher's Journey Guide, is just that. It is a guidebook that allows teachers, or as I said, anyone, you just put in whatever profession it is, which allows you to connect to spirit, and it begins with mindfulness, setting the stage in the classroom, being able to get into the present moment and their individual. This is a book for teachers or for the individual, because it's like the mother that's in the plane that has to take the oxygen before putting it on the child. If the teacher understands this owl moment and understands present moment awareness and mindfulness, then that will infuse the entire classroom, and everything will follow suit. She or he will set the vibration for the classroom. So this is a book for self-growth of the teacher that then will absolutely affect the classroom, because it can't not. Because everything that we do, if we walk in a negative feeling, then that's going to be negative into the classroom. If we walk in connected to spirit, then that is going to come forth as well. So this is a personal growth development guide for teachers to, within their own religion, spiritual beliefs, or philosophies, find their connection, their wording to what they believe spirit to be, and then learn the steps of how to connect to spirit through the aha moment, and then transfer that into living, teaching with spirit all the time, so that you are working with and being guided from the wisdom within, and whatever you call your inner teacher within.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, the one thing that I'm picking up about it is that, and you can, you know, share with me if I'm on the right track here, but you know, I believe we're all teachers, you know, whether we work in an environment where we're supporting and helping others, whether we're raising children, whether we are, you know, talking to friends, or we're, you know, in my case, I teach workshops, and so that's another form of teaching. But I think that we're all teachers. So it sounds to me like this is work that people could use in also other aspects of their lives.
Absolutely. And I'm actually at a spiritual retreat where we just discussed that you must always have a teacher. I mean, we didn't learn to tie our shoes on our own.
Right,
we didn't
right.
learn to ride the bike on our own. We didn't learn everything we do. If we're going to be a great tennis player, we need a teacher. So, yes, and so we always need teachers, and teaching goes on everywhere. If I'm going to learn a great recipe, I'm going to, you know, go whatever. I'm going to be taught by the recipe or the person that wrote it or whatever. So, yes, everybody's a teacher. That's why this is just connecting to spirit. It's just that God has made me an educator. And so the message is coming through education, not to lessen the importance of the message for the educators, but the application to everybody. You can't deny. It's just connecting to spirit and hearing spirit and answering spirit. And that's really that's the next step, actually, is listening. You know, because we talked about we surrender and our left brain shuts. The next step is that you listen. And we can only do that because our left brain is quiet. All those thoughts that just go on and on and on and on, that monkey mind just keeps going. So when we finally say, forget it, I don't know what the answer is, that shuts down, then the right brain opens. But the most important thing is to listen. And we've all had this, okay? Maybe you can come up with a time, Cindy, and maybe you want to share it, maybe you don't, where we have said, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I knew I shouldn't have gone there. I knew I shouldn't have married him. I knew I should. I knew, I knew, I knew. Have you ever had one of those?
Oh, I think I have a few. Yes.
Everybody's had them. But you know why? Because we didn't listen. We were given the information. That was the process of the aha moment. There was a desire, there was a question, and all that happened, because you can autopsy it backwards. And then when the answer came in, we didn't like it. You know, our mind said, no, that's crazy. That's not what I really want. And whatever, we didn't do it. And so then it didn't work out. So that's the third step, is to listen. And then, which follows up to act on it. You have to follow the guidance, even if it's strange.
I love that. So there's six steps. It's a six-step process. So what I'd like to do is maybe ask you a couple more questions, and then this show goes by very fast. It's a 30-minute show, as you know. And so what I'd like to do is maybe wrap up the end and go through that six-step process and share with people how they can get that beautiful new book that you have out, because it certainly sounds like something that we could all use in our lives. So tell me a little bit about how you really guide people to be guided by spirit in Teach with Spirit.
I use a lot of other people's quotes, because it's all been said, right? So I'm not a new voice. I'm just another voice coming along, putting it together in a different package. And so the answer is always, like Socrates said, know thyself. And so Montessori said, you know, look interiorly into yourself and systematically study yourself. So whoever it is has always said the same message, as the person needs to look at themselves, number one, to find out that they are, in fact, in the present moment. And in my workshops, I go through a process to bring them into present moment. Repetitively, even throughout an hour, I'll go through it five times or so, because that's how fast we can move out of the mindful moment or the present moment. So first you have to achieve that, and that's you don't really achieve it. I mean, you do achieve it, but it's like an ongoing process of bringing yourself back into present moment, and then it becomes innate, and then you live in the present moment rather than the future or the past. So that's the foundation. And then you have to be clear about what spirit is to you. So you define within, you know, and there's guides and so on throughout the book that tells you, and prompts and things that you can learn from. But anyway, you define what spirit is, because I'm not about to tell you what you think spirit is or what it should be in your definition. And then from there, then you have to do your self-analysis of, when are you in the alpha state? The alpha state is when the right brain is open and the left brain is not. So is it in the shower for you? Is it, you know, do you have to have a pad by your bed so you can hear those insights and write them down? Is it when you're walking your dog or rowing your boat or whatever it is? We all have our alpha states. And so to analyze and to look at ourselves and review ourselves and see when we are in those states. So that's another part of the self-analysis, or looking within. And then all of this comes together as you then, as say, backpedal the aha moment or the owl moment. And when you do that back and forth, you're using what's called appreciative inquiry. An appreciative inquiry takes you into the moment that you have, whatever it is that you're discussing. And I would suggest that you would go into a very positive, successful moment. And that biologically, psychologically takes you right back into that moment. And then that your vibration and your essence becomes that again, rather than living in, like, for instance, the fear of what we hear on the news. So all of these are some of the practical guides, the result being that you will have a person or a teacher who is standing in a classroom or standing in their work or whatever, and they will be centered, they will be grounded, and they will be filled with what they describe as spirit, and they will be coming from the left and predominantly the right brain to then deliver whatever work we're doing.
That was very inspirational, and I do have a question that keeps coming up, and I just want to make sure that the listeners understand. Can you just describe, because you talk a lot about the aha moment, and you've described it here, but there's been a couple of times when I'm like, I'm still not exactly sure what that aha moment is, and so I'm thinking maybe the listeners are feeling the same way. Describe the aha moment.
The aha moment is that moment of epiphany, that moment of insight. It's when you've asked a question, you're trying to figure something out, you try to problem solve, and perhaps you get it right then and there, for instance, in the classroom. Perhaps 3 days later, the answer pops in. Perhaps you're trying to figure out the solution to something, and then you look at a billboard and you see, there's the answer, that's it. The aha moment, the epiphany, that's a time when wisdom, the sacred gift that Einstein says, the right brain is open, and the answer, the problem, the solution to the problem, the truth, the wisdom comes through. And so at that moment, that's when our kid communities, whatever he is, he yelled out Eureka, right? Because he found the density displacement of water, and he ran through the streets naked because he was in water, which is a conduit, and that's where he discovered it. That's where the information came through. He wasn't at his desk. He was in a bathtub. Anyway, we all have these moments, and it's when the moment of insight comes through, the moment of wisdom. And it is the way that you can check it is two things. Number one, when the answer comes through, you never double check it. You never say you say to yourself, oh, yeah, that's it. Of course, that's what I need to do. Boom, got it. Then you don't say, well, I need to go double check that or research that or whatever, because you know in your being, you feel it, everything. And the other thing is it will never come when you expect it. So you can try and try and try and try, but that's left brain. When you finally let go and let God, literally, then at some point in time in his divine timing, her divine timing, whatever, it will pop in because it's a sacred gift, as Einstein said. So if it's a sacred gift, then it must come. We can't ask for it, right? We can set up the conditions. I can know myself as much as I can. I can set the conditions, and then I just go through the process. But it's not like if I want to solve a problem in my left brain, I can sit there and work on it, and I'm going to say I'm going to work on this till 11 o'clock at night. If I'm working in my right brain, it's going to come whenever it's destined to come. Does that help?
Yes, yes, yes. I love that.
Okay.
And, I know we all know the aha moment, through anybody that's followed any work that Oprah Winfrey has done and her talk about, the aha moment. But I think the way that you described it was much more deeper understanding. So I thank you very, very much for that. What I'd like to do is make sure that the listeners know how to get your new book first. And then what I'd like to do is go through those six steps. So today they have something to kind of walk away with because this has been a beautiful lesson that we've had here. And I'm so intrigued by this spiritual lesson and combining it with the left brain and the right brain. And I know that, when you talk about your work, especially this new book, you said something about that, it's nothing new. It's just, you're the person that put it together. But I think you're delivering a message in a new way. And I just want to thank you for doing that, because this is certainly a message that people need to hear. So share with us the name of the book again and how we get it.
The last book is called Teach with Spirit, The Teacher's Inward Journey Guide. And both books, the other one is Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning Ahas into Owl Moments, can be bought through Amazon and so on. And also on my website, you'll know more than you ever wanted to know about me, JaniceFletcher.com is the easiest way. There's a tab for books and you can order it right then and there, or Amazon or anywhere else. It's out. They're both out there. And, I customize everything I speak to corporate people, but the spiritual message has always come through, because I had an aha moment while I was finishing my book. The last book, I had my own aha moment about myself in the middle of the night, and I got up and I wrote it. I had an aha moment with both of them, actually. But the last one, I discovered what my true purpose is. Here I am, 62 years old, and I thought I was an educator, I was this, I was that, I was all these things, I was an author, I was right. I'm an inspirer. I inspire people.
You're
That's
messenger.
My true mission.
You're a messenger of inspiration. I love this because, I don't know if you've listened to Jane Fonda's TED Talk, and she talks about, the last chapter. And, you and I are both in our last chapter. It's quite a brilliant path when you finally get to that place where you really know, aha, this is why I'm here, right?
Yeah, right. It's enlightening.
So it is enlightening. Can you take us through those six steps, please?
Yes, we talked about almost all of them. The first one we talked about was desire. That was the question.
Yes.
When you and then you go into your left brain, and then you go to the second step where you actually surrender trying to answer that question. That's where you give up. That's surrender. Or in a spiritual sense, you're down in your dark night of the soul, surrender. The third step is to then listen, because your left brain is shut down, so you listen, because otherwise we're going to end up with, like, I knew I shouldn't have done that. The fourth step is then to act on that answer, because first you have to hear it, and then you have to act on it, right? Otherwise we get in trouble and go off on our left brain way. And then the next step, what have I forgotten here? Surrender, the last step is to check. To check, if some people need to check it, and the way that they can check it is that they can see the results. See that the answer proves itself true. It might not be immediate. You know, you may say 2 years later, well, that's why I had to wait so long for my house to sell, which is actually what I'm doing right now, moving to California. Where are you? I'm going to be your neighbor. But anyway, so we don't know when the when the answer comes through, but it will prove itself true. And that's the fastest I've ever done those six steps.
I love that. May I ask what area of California you're moving to, Janice?
Probably, I know what my plan is. I don't know what God's plan is. But somewhere around San Marcos, Carlsbad, I would guess.
Oh, I used to live in Carlsbad. Gorgeous area. You'll love it there. I live in Central California, currently on the coast, and in the Monterey area. I don't know if you know that area at all.
No, but I go north. To Petaluma often, so
on
the way, right?
Petaluma. Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, welcome to California. You're going to love it here, and you know, there's many reasons for that, but Carlsbad is definitely a neat little spot. So welcome. So I want to just share with everybody that this obviously is a book that has a meaning that we all connect to, and a message that we all connect to, and it talks about our unique process to get to really that spiritual answer, and it does it in a unique and different way. So I'm going to suggest to everybody to go out and grab this latest book by Dr. Janice Fletcher. You can get her information on her website, which is janicefletcher.com. And Janice, I just have to thank you wholeheartedly for bringing your gift and bringing your message and bringing this teaching to everybody here on the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show. And I love that you started this kind of in the educational movement, we're going to call it. But this is really for anybody and everybody.
Yes. Thank you so much, Cindy, for having me on your show. I appreciate the opportunity, because that is my mission, to get this word out, and I appreciate you being an avenue for that.
Well, absolutely, and I hope that you continue on your mission, because, boy, this is an important one. I have to say, personally, I've learned some amazing things that I'm going to take forward in my own life, and those six steps are absolutely brilliant. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you again, and hoping to meet you sometime.
Okay. Keep in touch. Thanks.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, everybody, that is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show for this Sunday. It is The Messenger with Dr. Janice Fletcher. And, boy, what the neat wisdom did she spread with us today? Just those six steps, I believe, spiritually life-changing. So go out and take a look at her book at janicefletcher.com. And you know what we do here. First, we thank you. We let you know you're loved. And we say love, light, and from me, a big kiss. Until next week, we'll see you on the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. Have a beautiful, gorgeous, loving day.